Today, new details about the military's investigations of prisoner abuse at the hands of U.S. troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. The government has released another large batch of internal military documents, adding to the tens of thousands already made public. A federal court ordered the Pentagon and other agencies to release the documents to comply with a request that was filed under the Freedom of Information Act. That request was filed by organizations such as the American Civil Liberties Union and Physicians for Human Rights. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
These latest documents, more than 1,000, are eerily similar to the ones already released by the government over the past few months. Amongst the pages of the mostly Army investigative reports are many disturbing allegations of wanton cruelty and abuse of detainees by U.S. forces. In one case, an Iraqi prisoner says that American forces beat him with a baseball bat, dislocated his arms, and stuck an unloaded pistol in his mouth. Another investigation found probable cause that two soldiers punched and kicked an Iraqi civilian they stopped at a roadblock. But also within the reports are indications that some soldiers tried to cover up the mistreatment. Amrit Singh is a lawyer with the American Civil Liberties Union. She says in one case, a soldier admitted to destroying photographs of a mock execution in Afghanistan.
The pictures showed uniformed soldiers pointing pistols and M4 rifles at the heads of bound and hooded detainees. The particular soldier who admitted to destroying the photographs said that he was afraid of creating a public outrage by letting these photographs out into the public domain, especially in light of the Abu Ghraib scandal, which had already broken.
The scandal at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison that erupted late last April marked the start of a steady flow of allegations of detainee abuse. Charges have moved beyond Iraq and now encompass military operations in Afghanistan, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and elsewhere. The ACLU Singh says more than 24,000 pages of notes, reports, investigations have been released by the Pentagon and other agencies so far. Singh says a clear pattern is emerging.
All of these documents really show, contrary to the government's assertions, that the abuse was the work of a handful of bad apples at Abu Ghraib. In fact, the abuse was much more widespread than the government has been admitting to.
The military rejects any notion that it's limiting its investigations. Lieutenant Colonel Jeremy Martin, an Army spokesman, maintains that Army investigators are chasing down every credible charge of abuse.
There's over 300 cases, and over 100 of those cases have been fully adjudicated, and people are being held accountable as appropriate. And that means confinement, reduction in rank, forfeiture of pay.
None of the documents released so far show any senior officers involved in the mistreatment of detainees. But the ACLU says the government is still withholding many documents, ones that could shed light on who is culpable for the abuse. Gary Solis, a professor of law at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, says given the extent of the problem, it's time the military took a hard look at itself.
You have to have very clear instructions to everybody, every subordinate in the Army, Marine Corps, and so forth, as to what is permitted and what is not permitted. And I think we've been lacking that clarity.
But that may change, says Army spokesman Martin. He says the military is implementing new training and is upgrading its policies and doctrines. In the meantime, the ACLU and other organizations are continuing to push the government to release more documents about detainee abuse. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
There's a link to the documents obtained by the ACLU at our website, npr.org.